Breeze in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Metro Nashville is taking legal action against the state. Usually, city versus state lawsuits center on laws passed by the General Assembly. But this time, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports it's about inmates and who houses them.
The city says it's been subsidizing the state by more than $5 million a year. That's because while people are awaiting trial, they are held in county jail. After sentencing, the state typically takes custody. But Metro Legal Director Wally Dietz says that's not always happening.
We have two cases where he has sentenced convicts to state custody. We are still housing those prisoners, and the state has not picked them up within the statutory time frame for them to pick them up.
Dietz wrote the governor late last year to try and avoid litigation, but says the issue was not resolved. The city is filing a separate claim to try and recoup the spending. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Tennessee Comptroller's Office and the Division of Local Government Finance found that Rutherford County is leading the state in financial health. The data shows Rutherford has the soundest cash fund reserve of the 10 largest counties in the state, and the debt ratio is 3%. For comparison, Davidson County's is 7.5%. Tennessee's squirrel hunting season kicks off this week. Spring season for gray, fox, and red squirrels opens May 9th and runs until June 14th. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says those are the three squirrel species you're allowed to hunt. The state's other two species, the southern flying squirrel and northern flying squirrel, are protected. The agency says to check the rules in individual wildlife management areas, since some have restrictions on different hunting devices. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.